The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke, the first chapter, beginning at the 26th verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Zechariah has been told by an angel that his wife, Elizabeth, will bear a child in her old age. He will be named John. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit and will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Now the angel has another announcement to make. The reading of the Holy Gospel. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of Christ. I speak to you in God's holy name, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Now, in the olden times, I'd ask you to be seated, but I expect all of you are now. This is Love Sunday, and this is one of the last opportunities I've had to share with you some thoughts. And it's important for us to all be fully aware that God is love. And that's the principal message of today. Tomorrow is the longest night of the year, the 21st in our hemisphere, the 21st of December, is a long, dark night. And the idea of having Christmas situated just afterwards is part of the whole metaphorical teaching of the early church, and we continue it now, that Jesus is the light of the world, that God's presence coming, cutting through the darkness, coming to us, brings light to each and every one of us and to the whole world, to both Jews and Gentiles alike. And all of us who are not born Jewish are Gentiles. And so Jesus comes to us as equally as to what people thought at the time of the birth of Jesus, the chosen ones, that Jesus goes beyond the boundaries and that God's love goes beyond the boundaries of the perceived world at that time. And it's true for us today that the love of God is there for all. And that's an important message for us to have. Now, we know in our own current age that our understanding of God is very different than what we saw described in the readings of today. For in the readings of today, they were, in the Old Testament reading, they were worried about God being in a tent, and they wanted to put God into a house of cedar. And I thought, incidentally, as we heard the reading read, that we already have our church hall as a house of cedar. The Panabote is a cedar building. So we rest God in a cedar house. But seriously, we are the carriers of God, for we know that God is in us and we are in God. And that's part of the understandings that we forcefully have received from quantum spirituality. For we know that God created the world through evolution, and that evolutionary power is the power of God, both in the Big Bang and through the evolutionary powers ever since. Through the billions of years, it has been God creating us, God creating all things, and that we are a part of this creating power. In fact, it is this creating power that is alive in our own midst now. We are in a dark time. We don't have to turn the news on for more than 30 seconds to hear how the pandemic is ravaging the world and how many people are dying every minute across the planet because of the effect of the pandemic. And then today we've heard about a new strain of it, which is even more virulent, more easily caught. And everybody has a fear response to it. But it's also in the midst of this dark time that a light is coming. Vaccines are being put into people today and in the next weeks to come that are going to help us survive the pandemic. And that is light and darkness. And that light and darkness has come through the joining together of people from around the globe. People of all color, people of all races, people of all religion have been focused in on solving this problem of the globe, and we're working at it. So it's a good reminder that there is light in the darkness when we all work together and have a sense of the spiritual oneness that joins us all together, that we have to start thinking bigger, that we have to start thinking globally, that we have to start thinking about each other and not just ourselves. That this is part of the message. And that reason of thinking for each other and about each other, as well as for ourselves, is a sign of the love of God alive in each of us and alive in the world. We have miraculously have in a year, really less than a year, but about a year, gone from discovering the disease to responding to the disease with an inoculation that will stem the tide of this ravaging pandemic. That's amazing when you think that most vaccinations take 10 years to develop. They've done it in a year. And that is because we've all worked together. So we have another darkness coming at us, and that's climate change. And we as Christians have a responsibility to be caregivers of the earth. We vow that in our baptismal covenant, that we call ourselves to be caretakers, to be sensitive. And if we all work together, we can also stem the warming of the planet. Because if we think the ravages of the pandemic over the last year have been huge, and they have been, but that's nothing. This is just a prelude of what will be happening to our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren in the next 20 to 50 years, unless we start acting together now. We have to put this on our agenda. Now, I know this doesn't seem like a holy thing, and we're not walking around through the manger in Bethlehem, but we have taken on this responsibility through our baptism as Christians living now, for we are committed to follow Jesus. And part of the Christmas message is that as Jesus is born as a babe in Bethlehem, we have Jesus born in us, renewed every year, and we nurture the call of Christ within each of us. And we are called to allow that to grow in us, as Mary allowed, metaphorically, Jesus growing in her. Well, it was probably a real thing. But she agreed, if you look carefully at the reading I just read in the Gospel, she agreed to allow her body to be used to incubate the incarnation of Jesus in the world. We must agree that we are listening to the call to allow Christ to grow within us over the next year, but also to allow that love of God to be in us and for us to make a difference in our world. We must respond to the call of what's going on in the world and respond in a positive way with love. So I know that thinking about climate change is a reach for some of us. We think, oh, that's for somebody else to look at. But it really, it's up to each of us, just like it was up to each of us to pray for the caregivers, the frontline workers, to pray for the scientists who were working at finding a way of solving the pandemic issue. It's up to us to pray for people who are involved in dealing with climate change, and for us to do our own parts. You know, sorting our plastic properly, being careful about fires, being careful about how we use hydrocarbons and so on. All of that, we are working together, and we encourage others to work with us in solving the issues, because we are called to be stewards of the world that God created for us and that we are created within. We are called to be that good person that children will look back to 90 years, 100 years from now and say, thank God for our ancestors. They were good ancestors. They did the right thing in 2021 and so forward, so that we have a life today, or we wouldn't have been here. So part of our calling in the new year, as we live the love of God within us, and part of our calling as we go forward, is that we are calling and responding to the call of not only loving God and knowing God is love, but also being the good ancestor for the people who come behind us that are yet unborn. So I pray today on this fourth Sunday of Advent, as we light the candle of love, that love may shine in the darkness, and that through God's inspiration and the power of the Holy Spirit, God and God's light overcomes the darkness. And we are the light of God, for God resides in each of us. And we are called to work, even though it's uncomfortable at times, to overcome the darkness in our world and in the world around us, both the physical world and sometimes in the social world. May God bless us all as we celebrate the coming of the light of the world, and may we be the torchbearers of that light for the rest of our lives. May God bless us all as we journey. Amen.